So at this time, we just wanted to kind of summarize and recap and then give you a little bit more information on one of the topics, I think. And so Dale did a great job of recapping. I'm not sure I need to really do much of that. But in the first session today, this was actually a very releasing concept for me as when we had young children particularly, is that how do you define successful Christian parenting? I think it's a critical point for us as parents, defining it as faithfulness, bringing glory to God, striving to bring glory to God. Hopefully you have got that point. We've tried to drive that home today for us. And because I think what happens is, and at least this happened in our lives, is that if we think that we define success by results, it places a burden on us that God never intended for us to have. Okay? So I really hope we drove that home for us today. Secondly, the key point out of session one, at least something that I got out of it, was that making disciples of our children will be our highest priority. Making disciples of our children will be our highest priority. Not academics, athletics, or community service, but making disciples. Even if our child does not enter in a saving relationship with Christ through exercise true saving faith, we can know that our efforts have been successful if we've been faithful in our parenting. If we've been faithful. Now, could we always be more faithful? Yes, right? I know for myself that's true. I could probably always be more faithful. But we also trust God and His sovereignty as it relates to our parenting. Okay. In session two, we talked about the heart of parenting being bowed before God. We talked about intaking God's powerful word into our lives. Shouldn't take that long, right? Maybe it takes longer. You can take as long as you want, really, but it shouldn't take that long. There's no excuse for not bringing God's word into our lives. We would be striving to impart God's word to our children through both purpose and opportune events, continually talking about the Lord and His word with our children. We also talked about not compartmentalizing our lives and having our lives be one thing, like when we're at work, a different when we're home, right? A different when we're with different groups of people. As a believer in Christ, we are to be the same always. And then finally, Dale just finished up session three here, looking at God's designed role of the father to lead his family, to bring his children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And then the mother's design role is to help assist the father. And he talked about harmony. The husband striving to love his wife, the wife in her assisting role striving to subject herself to her husband, both of them striving to speak with one voice to the children, a critical point. I mean, how many of us have had, we're the second person that our child asked for something, right? They went to mom or dad, didn't get the answer they wanted, and then they came to us. Right? No, we speak with one voice. Right? Our children know that when mom and dad speak, it's mom and dad speaking, not one or the other, with different voices. And then we strive not to provoke or exasperate our children. And a great list of things to be grading ourselves on, to be thinking about. If you were me, as Dale was going down that list, thinking, "Yep, failed at that one. Yep, failed at that one," right? But thankfully, there's forgiveness and grace at those times, right? The final thought I wanted to give us this morning, or still, actually this afternoon now, is to look at Colossians 3:16-21. So, if you want to turn over there real quick, we'll just read it. Colossians 3:16-21. You know, we've only had a short time to give some introductory biblical principles this morning. You could spend lots of time talking about parenting and the marriage relationship. So I wanted to bring up this last point that will kind of move us into what's happening next week here at Valley also. Okay, so Colossians 3:16-21 says, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Wives, be subject to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them. Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart. This short passage here starts off in its parallel passage in Ephesians 5. Starts off with talking about being bowed before God, being filled with the Spirit. Letting the words of Christ richly dwell within you is the same passage in Ephesians, same thought as in Ephesians 5, 18, as be filled with the Spirit. The same idea. Okay? This is what we've been talking about, being bowed before God. Not bowing before another master, but being bowed only before God. When we are bowed before God, there are certain things that are going to be true. Okay? We see them right here. With all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing, with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your heart to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. And then he continues on talking about various types of relationships. Okay? The result of a life of being filled with the Spirit, or letting the words of Christ richly dwell within you, or being bowed before God, is that the life of Christ is flowing through us. And we're going to see that in our motives, our attitudes, our thoughts, our word, and our deed. That's that point two right there. The first one is, the God wants us to be bowed before him, filled with the Spirit, letting the words of Christ richly dwell within us. The second one, this results in a life of Christ flowing through us in motives, attitudes, thoughts, words, and deeds. The third point, I think, from this passage is that relationships are impacted. Okay? And the first one here is the marriage relationship. A marriage relationship. One area that's impacted is our family. That's number three, point three. And the fourth one, when we look at this passage, and the parallel one in Ephesians, is that the marriage relationship is the primary relationship within the family. Parenting starts with marriage. Now, I know that there are single parents here, and as Dale said, in that role, you have the responsibility of fulfilling the roles that God has given for the parents. But in a family where there's a husband and wife, a father and mother, the marriage relationship is the primary relationship in the family, not the children. We see often, and I know people in my own life, whose the center of their family is the children. Everything revolves around the children. And when the children are gone, they have no relationship. The marriage is the primary relationship within the family, not the children. The nucleus of the family is not the children. It's the husband and wife. In fact, I had to work really hard, and I was surprised at how hard I had to work. For the graphic on the front of this, I had to work really hard to find a graphic with the husband and wife in the center. Because most of the graphics had the children in the center. And it's just a graphic, right? But I think it demonstrates a mindset that's out there. Right? We're not really concerned about what the mindset is. We want to know what God's Word says. Right? And God's Word says the marriage relationship is primary in the family. The marriage relationship must be growing and becoming ever stronger. It's an area that, like 1 Thessalonians 4:1 says, we should strive to excel still more at. Excel still more. Now, there's many resources here at Valley to assist us in our marriage and in our parenting. Go ahead and, if you want to, open up to the back page, actually page 17 in your notes. We tried to lay them out here. Valley Bible Ministries to the family, another typo. But we tried to lay out all of them. Hopefully we didn't leave any out. Most likely we inadvertently did. But when you see all these opportunities, we have all kinds of opportunities to build strong families, strong marriages. A primary one would be growth groups, right? The kind of the lifeblood of our church. If you're not involved in a growth group, we highly recommend that you get involved in a growth group. We have men's and women's ministries, children's ministries, opportunities for personal and couples discipleship. We have the biblical counseling ministry. And finally, to help us in this, we're going to start a new class next week at the 9 o'clock Sunday school on marriage and parenting. And so we'd really encourage you to attend that, and to encourage other people to attend that. Rebecca and I are involved in the biblical counseling ministry, as many of you know. And when people come to us for help with their marriages, it's not because they want a little tweak, right? It's not because there's a small problem in their marriage, normally. Normally, their marriage has fallen apart. It is ending, and they come to us asking for help. Okay? We can't do that. It's much easier to, I liken it to this analogy, it's much easier to plug a hole in a boat and bail out a little bit of water than it is to bring up a boat from the bottom of the ocean after it's sunk. Okay? Now, the great thing for all of us is that God is able to bail and to raise from the depths equally easily. Right? The problem is that for us, and the ones we care about, one of those is much easier than the other for everyone. Okay? So I really recommend to avail yourselves of the opportunities we have here at Valley to build strong marriages and strong families. Remember that this is not the last session for this mini parenting conference. Dale will be teaching another session tomorrow during the normal 9 and 10:30 services. And the notes for that session are actually in your booklet, so you can bring your booklet back tomorrow, and you can have a full set of notes here. Parenting and the importance of the local church. I think a critical a message for us as parents, that gets neglected, I think, when we look at topics of parenting. Okay. Finally, after we're done here, we're going to have Dale and I will be around, and we've got a couple of growth group leaders who have volunteered to help out. And just be around up here. If you have questions on parenting, I know we talked about such a small little bit today, and you may have specific questions that you may have or specific things you want to talk about. Feel free to come up and chat and ask those afterwards. Okay. I did want to thank a whole bunch of folks for this. I mean, what a great time to be able to come together and talk about God's Word. And there was a lot of people who helped bring this about. Obviously, Dale, I want to thank him for teaching this morning. He'll end up having 4 messages this weekend, I think, after tomorrow. And so hopefully your voice will hold up till tomorrow, but thank you very much. Rebecca, I want to thank her. She did an amazing amount of work bringing this whole thing together. Kim McCarter, I don't think Kim's in here, but if you see her and her team of people for the snacks, that was a great time, I think. Kim Taylor and her team of people young people that helped to care for your kids during this time. That was great to come on a Saturday and do that. The Biblical Counseling Ministry, there was other things going on here, and they helped out significantly. And then, of course, the music team, which I think, and Steve, I'm not sure where Steve's at, doing the sound, really served us today. Just thankful that God brought all these people together to serve us in this way this morning. Okay. So I just want to finish up in prayer, and then you're free to go. We would ask that you make sure you pick your kids up by 12:30 so that the workers can kind of clean everything up and get going themselves for the rest of the day. Okay, but let's pray. Father, your word is so powerful. It is what you desire to tell us. It is your personal letter to each of us, God. It is powerful to change us, to make us more, as your Spirit applies it to our heart, into the image of Christ. We thank you for this time today, a short time to look at what it says about our relationship with you and our relationship with our spouses and with our children, and how we can glorify you in those relationships. And Father, I pray for each of us as we finish up now, that that Your Spirit would impress these words on our hearts. That if we find areas in our lives that are not pleasing to You, that where we're not glorifying You, where we're diminishing the light of the life of Christ flowing through us, that we might repent of those even now, that You would be honored and glorified. And Father, we do pray for each of our children, for ourselves first, that we be faithful with what You've called us to be as parents and as husbands and wives. And then we pray for our children. You protect them from our mistakes, and that for each of them, that they would call them into Your presence. And we thank You for this time, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.